The following is presented by Workers World Today, the publication for all workers, blue and white collar. Tune in with us every Sunday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on WVIP 93.5 FM or call us at 866-435-3286. That's 866-435-3286. And you can visit us at workersworldtoday.com. That's www.workersworldtoday.com.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Catherine Garcia, who is running for the mayor of New York City. Welcome. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
So am I. Our pleasure to have you here. So tell us, who is Catherine Garcia and why are you running for mayor of New York City?
So I was born and raised in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I come from a multiracial family because I was adopted, as were two of my siblings who are African American. And my parents were able to raise all five of us in Brooklyn on civil servant salaries. That is nearly impossible today. And I have chosen to raise my children in Brooklyn, in part because I think it's the greatest place in the world. But it is difficult for us all to make it work here. So I have a real vision for how we are going to be able to accomplish that, about bringing our economy back and making sure we're doing it safely as we come out of COVID, mm-hmm. but also that we are thinking about how do we make it so there's opportunity for everyone, particularly in our growing sectors, such as healthcare, film and TV, technology. These are all where the jobs are going to be. And I have a real plan for how we are connecting our youth to careers and not just to jobs through CUNY, as well as out of our trade schools. We're going to need to build a new green economy, but that means there are going to be opportunities for people to take care of all of that new infrastructure that we build. And you may not have known my name, but you knew my work for the last 14 years. I delivered your water and your sewer services. I plowed your snow. I picked up your garbage. I was the interim chair of NYCHA, as well as during COVID, I delivered 130 million meals to people who were sick or were homebound.
So mentioning all those concerns and challenges that New York City is facing, as we are in the pandemic and post-COVID-19, what is the biggest challenge that you see and how do you plan to address that challenge?
You know, the biggest challenge right now, and I hope this isn't still true on January 1st, is we need to make sure that the vaccines are getting to all of our communities and that we are able to fully vaccinate all of New York City, because that will make it safer for everyone. Mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of challenges in the rollout. Honestly, sometimes it feels like you've got to be completely computer literate so that you're trying to get a concert ticket. If you wanted to design a system that was difficult for someone who didn't have broadband, or was difficult if you didn't speak the language, or if you had a disability, or you were very elderly, this is the system you design, because it is leaving people out. But I'm hopeful that those things will improve. And they will use all of our community-based organizations that are trusted to assist in connecting those communities. The next biggest challenge is going to be getting our economy back up and running. We have lost hundreds of thousands of jobs. We need those to come back. That means supporting small businesses, giving them access to public space for both art, culture, restaurants. I like to say that we have 8.6 million food snobs. If our restaurants aren't back, we will lose a big portion of our culture. Mm-hmm. I know that they need support, that we need to ensure that they are getting low interest loans from the city, that they also are not being subject to fines and fees, and we are cutting the bureaucracy.
So, Ms. Garcia, there's a crowded field. What makes you the standard candidate, and why should New Yorkers vote for you as the next mayor?
This is a different time. New York City doesn't need another politician. They need somebody who knows how to roll up her sleeves and get the job done. And that is what I've been doing for the last 14 years. I'm a public servant, not a politician, and that makes all the difference. It is a crowded field. But as of yesterday, 50% of voters in New York City are undecided. Mm-hmm. As I talk about my plan and my agenda, they get excited, and we see that in the numbers.
Okay, so how can one support your candidacy, whether it's to volunteer or donate?
So I encourage everyone who's interested in the campaign to go to our website at kg4nyc.com. Not only does it have a lot more information about our policies, but it also has opportunities for volunteering. We're going to have to do a lot of get out the vote, boots on the ground all across this city.
So, Ms. Garcia, we want to thank you so much for joining us here and sharing information about your candidacy. We do wish you the very best, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
This has been a presentation by Workers World Today, the publication for all workers, blue and white collar. Tune in with us every Sunday from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on WVIP 93.5 FM or call us at 866-435-3286. That's 866-435-3286. And you can visit us at workersworldtoday.com. That's www.workersworldtoday.com.